WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Hell, the new 24/7 champion, the president,
Glenn Jacobs.
We're back. This is Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin', that's Lindsay Ward, and yeah, President Mayor Glenn Jacobs decided to debut on Monday Night Raw, return to Monday Night Raw, in a way we never thought we would see him.
You know, as I was, like, sitting at my desk working today, I happened to see that Raw was going to be in Knoxville, and I was like, oh, hey, I wonder if they're going to have Kane show up, because, you know, dude is local to Knoxville, and he's the mayor there and everything, so it's like, yeah, they could totally have him show up, but it's like, nah, he's probably too busy doing mayor things to appear on Monday Night Raw, but sure enough, R-Truth was running around Knoxville, and who does he run into but the mayor of Knoxville, Glenn Jacobs, who I believe had no idea who Kane was.
No, he called him the president. He thought he was just, you know, just the president, and Carmella's looking like, R-Truth, you know who this is, but it's like, he's the president, and where's your Secret Service? And all this stuff, and he's like, Glenn was going to take R-Truth on a tour of Knoxville.
Which is very nice of him. That, you know, he's being the mayor. He's being a tour guide and showing the 24/7 a good champion a good time and showing him around his city. And the whole time Carmella's just looking at Glenn going, I know what you're up to, but I'm going to let you do it because you're you.
Because reasons.
Like, she was almost kind of checking him out a little bit. Like, I can't even describe the look she was giving him, but she just kind of kept giving him this look.
She was eyeballing him.
She was eyeballing him. She was eyeballing the mayor. I can't blame her. So that was a series of segments throughout the night where he showed R-Truth around, and at one point they end up at the Volunteer Stadium, and, you know, R-Truth was confused because he thought it was Santa Volunteers with bells as opposed to the, you know,
football
Tennessee
team. Football team, well, yeah, yeah.
Football team volunteers.
I just love, yeah, it was a stadium full of Santas with bells.
And Glenn's just like, oh God. But, you know, I'm sitting there, and the whole time that we're watching these, we're waiting for it, because it's like, okay, is he going to step off camera and Kane's going to walk in? Like, how are they going to do this? Because you all know where this is going. Like, he's going to win that title off of R-Truth. We all know this is going to happen. The question is where and how are they going to do this? And well, Glenn, you know, introduces R-Truth to the security guard at the football stadium, who is surprisingly jacked.
No, he was a police officer. He was a police officer that...
Oh, I'm sorry. He was a police officer, mm-hmm. not a security guard. But he's working security detail. How about that?
There you go.
He's surprisingly jacked, and he has a very interesting undershirt on under his police blues.
And he was personally sworn in by Glenn Jacobs, not as a police officer. Oh, no.
As a referee.
As a referee. And R-Truth is like, I got other engagements, so I'm going to skedaddle, so bye. And he runs away and hits the goalpost and goes splat. And Mayor Glenn, the president...
runs over, jumps on top of R-Truth, the police officer strips off his top, and there's a referee's shirt underneath, and 1, 2, 3, your new 24/7 champion. He's still got it.
Yeah, okay. He starts running... out of the stadium. I still got it.
Glenn Jacobs, everybody. Glenn Jacobs. I personally love that now Glenn Jacobs is a personality of Kane. Like, they just tied all that together in canon.
Yeah.
Like, they literally explained how Kane, aka Glenn Jacobs, is the mayor of Knoxville in wrestling canon. I love that they did that. It makes me so happy.
That was great. It was fantastic. So, like, go ahead.
Like, he's still Kane. We all know he's still Kane. We were all perfectly aware. Like, he was never denying the entire time. Oh, no, I'm not Kane. I don't know that guy. No, he's just like, no, I'm Glenn Jacobs. Like, so Glenn Jacobs is just another personality of Kane's. So we have Corporate Kane, we have Glenn Jacobs, we have Demon Kane, and then we just have regular Kane. I think that's all the personalities, so he's up to 4 now. Is that what he's up to? But either way, so Mayor Jacobs takes off, R-Truth is confused, and, well, unfortunately, all good things must come to an end, because, well, Mayor Jacobs showed up at Raw. He was super excited to arrive as the 24/7 champion. R-Truth is on top of the limousine. And just like that, 1, 2, 3, out in the parking lot, R-Truth regains his 24/7 title. I really wanted the shot of Mayor Kane in his office with the title. Like, I really wanted that. I kind of hate that they took it off of him so quick, but I get why.
But Kane always... Glenn was like, I always felt good being home at Raw. That should have been our hint for the ending. Should have been. But
that should have totally been our hint at the ending.
But we too much enjoyed what we were seeing, so it's like, okay, and that's the point. They told it. They set our brains like, yeah, don't worry about him. Don't worry.
It's like, basically the way that they did it was, you know, he loses the title and that's it. Like, that's the end of the whole story that they've told throughout this show, is that, you know, Mayor Kane wins the title and then he loses it to R-Truth and that's it. And he goes down as the 24/7 champion for tonight. And it's like, okay, well, I guess that's all they're going to do with him. And we're not going to see Kane because, you know, we've had a night full of Glenn Jacobs, which is totally fine. Do we want to go ahead and talk about the end?
No, because we have this, there's a lot to set up on that.
Yeah, so we'll tell you about the end in a second, but we were not seeing that. But there, like you said, there was setup. And before we get to the setup, let's talk about one of the other major storylines that was running through this show, which required Mari Povich. The fact that they didn't get him makes me a little disappointed. And that is the fact that we had a gender reveal party for Maria and Mike's precious little baby, FYI.
Hosted by the Street Profits.
Hosted by the Street Profits, of all people. You would think that, like, one of the ladies would have done it.
Nope. You gotta get the Street Profits on the show. Cool. We like that because it's points.
Yep. But it was just like, oh, okay. All right. Cool. You know, FYI, it's a boy. Yep. So congratulations to them.
It's a boy. And Ricochet is the father.
Wait, what? Yeah. It's like it gets announced. It's a boy. Everybody's celebrating. And the Maria's like, but Mike's not the father. Ricochet's the father. And everybody's like, wait, what? Huh? And Ricochet's like, no, not it. Not it. I can explain. Not it.
And Ty's like, you're going to let him go do this? Because McKinnell's calls him out. It's like, you're going to let him do this? I mean, you're the father. Yada, yada, yada. So it leads to Canellis and Ricochet. Ricochet doesn't want to fight him, but he fights him, beats him. And there was that. And Maria comes back out on the stage and is like, I was trying to put, what else do I have to do for you to get you know, fire you up? I tried to humiliate you just to see what you would do. And he's just sort of like, somber and upset and all this stuff. And she's like, Ricochet's not the father. This man is.
And out walks Rusev with his porn stash. First of all, Rusev looks super good.
He was jacked.
He's jacked. He's in shape. He, like I said, he looked wonderful. He's lost weight. Not that he was really that big before, but, you know, he's trimmed up.
Hey, Sheamus got him in shape.
Sheamus has gotten him in shape, so thank you, Sheamus. And yeah, so Rusev beats up Mike Kanellis and Maria leaves. I, you know, my only response to this is, well, Rusev said he wanted kids. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about this.
I don't know. All right, answer some stuff in the chat. You know who wrote this stuff? Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Paul Heyman.
Yeah, Hunter's busy getting ready for NXT on Wednesday. Vince apparently wasn't there, and Kevin Dunn was not there. So this show was being solely run by Paul Heyman.
But this is Paul Heyman's show now. This, all the stories are his stories. So whether you like them or not, they're all Paul they're all filtered through Paul Heyman, whether it's someone from creative or whatnot. And you know what? Paul Heyman's been for years, for at least 13 years, he believes in Maria Kanellis. So maybe this was sort of her idea that she pitched to him. And if you think about it, this is not the first time Paul Heyman has done an angle like this.
No.
Let's go way back. Let's go back in the time machine, kids, to 1993, 1994, and Beulah McGillicuddy. There's ties. This is more over the top, but it's the same story. It's a Paul E. Dangerously storyline. This is what he does. So yeah, it's a lot to take in, but it's entertaining.
I don't necessarily find it entertaining. It's not my most favorite thing in the world, but it's getting people on TV that have not been on TV, and for that, I can't fault it.
It's different. They're trying something. Whether it hits or not, you have to try different things. And everyone's been complaining, something different, something different, something different, and they're trying something different. Like, they hit on a pop culture thing of gender reveal parties, because that's the it thing right now, right? Everyone does them, so they did that. So that's how they get away with this sort of thing. It was a good way to bring back Rusev. Rusev's not the father, we all know this, but it's a good way. Now Rusev's back in WWE, which is good. There are positives to take out of this.
Yeah, there are people that were rumored to be out of the company for good and were just sitting out their contracts that have appeared and come back. We saw one last night. We'll talk about him on Thursday, but we saw Rusev tonight. And we could probably see a few others as we get nearer the draft.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess we have to say it. All hail King Corbin.
Please get him a crown that fits his head. Thank you.
He is your new King of the Ring, Baron Corbin. Fans cared nothing about this match at the start.
They worked hard and they got him into it.
They worked hard and they built, yeah. It was a really long match. They had Chad Gable. The fans were, they were chanting his name. They were behind him. They were buying every pinfall, every angle lock submission. They were on the edge of their seat. Baron Corbin got the win, though. He's now the King of Ring. I know people wanted Chad Gable, but they wouldn't have never done anything with Chad Gable. Sorry, they wouldn't have had, it wouldn't have been a thing. With Baron Corbin, they at least can do something. As far as the coronation ceremony goes, that's tomorrow night on SmackDown Live.
The thing with Corbin, I love Chad Gable to death, but I don't think Chad Gable necessarily has the I don't want to say clout, but I don't have another word for it, to be able to get out there and pull something like this off. But I don't know if they write him correctly, maybe. Corbin at least has the heel ability to go out there and get a crowd to absolutely hate him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole thing, is like, that's what you want, is you want this crowd to go out there and just like rip him up and rip him a new one.
Yeah. Going through some other matches on the show really quick. The OC defeated Cedric Alexander and the Viking Raiders. We had a tag team championship summit featuring The Revival and Rude and Ziggler, which Braun Strowman interfered with as he knocked them all down with running shoulder tackles like Braun does.
Bobby Roode booked it out of there.
Because he had a match with Seth Rollins, which we'll get to here in a minute or two. Rey Mysterio beat Cesaro. New gear for Cesaro. His pants are really tight.
He's trying things.
He is definitely trying things. Sasha and Bayley beat Alexa and Nikki Cross in a really solid tag team matchup. Alexa was out as we came back from break, so it was 2-on-1 on Nikki Cross. Sasha and Bayley were able to get the win. They had a chair in a ring. Becky came down. Becky and Sasha just sort of played swinging chairs, sword fighting with them.
They sword fought with chairs for a minute.
So that happened. Bayley then got in the ring. It was about to be 2-on-1 on Becky. Charlotte made the save with awkward shoes. She should have been wearing heels to run to the ring because she got onto the ramp and she just stopped. It's like she could not walk. She was supposed to run in and it's like, oh, I can't run down this ramp. I'm going to face plant.
Yeah. And then she did a big boot to the face and the heels. And it's like, you know, that didn't feel good.
That didn't feel good. So afterwards, Sasha challenged Becky to a rematch at Hell in a Cell and said, if you're man enough, I challenge you to a match at Hell in a Cell. It's now your move, bitch. So we came back. Becky's like, she loves going to war with Sasha and like, yeah, I'm not interested in fighting you at Hell in a Cell. I'm interested in destroying you in Hell in a Cell.
I'll take it.
So I posed this to Lindsay. I would have put all four women in Hell in a Cell and let them go. But I'm cool with Sasha and Becky in Hell in a Cell.
They can put enough heat on this that, yeah, they'll get it. And it could be that Bayley and Charlotte end up in another match in Hell in a Cell. Because I don't think any of the men's matches are going to go.
Other than the Bray match.
But you can't put Bray and Seth in the cell.
Well.
Excuse me.
It's in the cell. He's going to be trapped. Anyway, we'll get to that. Lacey Evans beat Dana Brooke with the sharpshooter. Because the feud with Natty continues. And now let's talk about it. So Monday Night Raw opened with Seth Rollins gloating about his win over Braun Strowman and how Strowman's a very large man.
Seth.
We all know what he was referring to when he was talking about a large man. He's big. He's just a big guy.
He's thick.
He's thick. He's a big boy. He's glad he doesn't have to fight him again. But then he was attacked by the Fiend last night. Fans would chant Yowie Wowie, and he goes, Yowie Wowie indeed, and he gets to fight Mr. Wyatt inside Hell in a Cell in 3 weeks. This brought out the Firefly Funhouse music. Bray appears and called Seth Rollins his future best friend. So happy to see him. Then Ramblin' Rabbit popped up and told Rollins to run, and Bray said, go down. Wyatt told Rollins he's made a lot of mistakes, and people may have forgiven him, but friends forgive, but the Fiend never forgets. Wyatt said that's why the Fiend attacked Rollins as Clash Champions. And maybe the Fiend might even have more to say to Rollins tonight. And you just saw Bray standing there, arms crossed, staring into the camera. You hear laughing and then, see in hell!
Yeah, for a split second, you honestly think that Bray Wyatt, Happy Bray Wyatt, Prozac Bray, whatever you want to call him, and Fiend Bray Wyatt are going to actually appear in the same space at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Which we haven't seen them do yet.
Nope.
So that leads and what I liked about this was interactive. So that means that Prozac Bray, as I like to call him, is quasi-real. He doesn't just exist in these pre-taped segments. He exists in this reality. He's interactive, but the only time you see him or the only time he exists is in the funhouse. And that's it. The rest of the time, he's the Fiend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they proved tonight. So the Fiend and Prozac Bray do not exist at the same time. Yet. They could.
They could.
In theory, they really, really could, because you could have the pre-tape segment and you could have the Fiend going on at the same time and just have Bray Wyatt laughing at himself as the Fiend is killing somebody. And the Fiend is just an extension, which we know, of his personality.
So the Fiend would have, Bray Wyatt would appear with more Firefly Funhouse. And he talked about how, you know, he has the wall of friendship. And all the different people that the Fiend has taken out with X's over their faces.
And little devil horns.
And devil horns. Vince McMahon devil horns. On the pictures hanging on the wall. And he goes, maybe I need to make more friends. So he comes back later, more Funhouse. And he puts Seth Rollins' photo on the wall.
With devil horns.
With devil horns. So Seth Rollins and Robert Roode are having a match. Ends in disqualification when Ziggler runs in, causing disqualification because you can't have the tag team champion lose clean. So, you know, you do the DQ finish. So it's a 2-on-1 on Seth Rollins. The OC make their way to the ring. And they're all beating down on Seth Rollins. Magic Killer, Styles Clash, and a super kick. Rollins is out. He's out cold. And this is where we all should have seen it coming.
Yeah, so you're sitting here and you know the Fiend is coming for Seth Rollins. You just don't know when they're going to do this. Are they going to do this at the beginning of the show, the middle of the show, or the end of the show? So we're at the end of the show. It hasn't happened, so naturally it's the end of the show. So they're all beating up Seth Rollins. It's like, well, is the Fiend going to take out like 6 people at once? Like, is that going to happen? And, well, the Fiend's not going to do it. Somebody else is going to bring a little hellfire and brimstone to the ring. And he's going to do it, and he's going to save Seth Rollins.
It's got to be Kane.
So we get our Kane appearance tonight. He comes out, full gear, full thing, saves Seth Rollins, beats up AJ and the club, Ziggler and Rude, sends them all packing. And he's standing there, right? He's doing his arm thing. He's going to do the pyro. And then the lights start to go haywire. And he sort of stands there like, what? Rock and I are sitting here. I'm screaming at this point.
She is.
Because it's like, no, we should have seen this. We should have, like, totally seen this, that this was coming. Because, you know, in bi-yearly or every 3 years or whatever it is, Bray Wyatt always finds his way back to Kane. Always.
Always.
Without fail. This is like the third or fourth time this has happened.
Third time. I think this is the third time.
So the lights go down, scary music, and then a spotlight hits, and standing behind Kane, lurking, is the Fiend.
And the Fiend puts the mandible claw right on Kane, leaves him unconscious, and then slowly crawls over to Seth Rollins, and all you hear is laughing as this is happening. And then we go, as we fade to black, we get the ending credits of the Firefly Funhouse. It's not as happy as it was to start off Monday Night Raw.
Nope, it's glitching, the music is going in and out, the screen's flipping around, it's losing color, it's busted. So yeah, so...
So this was basically one long edition of the Firefly
Funhouse. Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed this show.
This was a good show.
I enjoyed everything they did with Bray Wyatt. They are booking him super strong. They are, because it's something different. The horror movie character, you never see this in wrestling. You've done bits of horror, but this is right. They're doing it right. And I'm not a horror person, but they're doing this right. He's got the rocket strapped to him, and in 3 weeks, he's your next WWE Universal Champion.
Yeah, it's kind of undeniable at this point, like, to say that he's not going to be the champion is a bit laughable. Like, Seth Rollins is going to basically have a miracle to beat the Fiend at this point. But yeah, in terms of horror characters, there's a really fine line with them. And in the past, they've tried to do them and they have not been successful or as successful. Like, they never really got the Boogeyman quite right. They never quite got Kevin Thorne going.
No, because the timing was not right.
No, the timing was not right. Like, the character was there, and the characters were both really cool, but the inclination at that point in that time was, if it gets hot, you push the crap out of it. And that's all you see, and you shove it down people's throats, or you make it super hokey, or you do something else with this. The thing with the Fiend that they're doing that's very, very smart is they're controlling exactly how much of the Fiend versus Prozac Bray that you actually see. And what's going on with it is you almost have Bray Wyatt self-managing himself, where Firefly Funhouse Bray manages the Fiend and does all the talking for the Fiend.
And he warns us
about the Fiend every single time,
which is smart.
And then he's actually wrestling as the Fiend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's interesting how they're doing it. And you can tell in the way that they're handling this that Bray has a high level of involvement in it, you know, that he's creatively sort of driving the direction of how this is being presented. Not fully, but I think he's highly involved in this for the Firefly Funhouse, for the Fiend and the look, the feel, all of it. This is all him. And they're just kind of sort of like, okay, go.
they're doing a hell of a job.
They are. And I mean, as much as we complain that there was no Bray Wyatt on the show, you know, because there's always the concern that, hey, he's, you know, going to get forgotten again.
I think you can forget those concerns now.
Yeah, I think we're going to be okay. Like, I think he's going to be fine, but we'll see. We'll see in 3 weeks what happens. I mean, like I said, Seth Rollins needs a miracle, but that doesn't mean that one couldn't happen. But I'm fairly sure if you're going to point. So
you're locking Seth Rollins inside a cell with a fiend. I mean, let's be real. It's gonna happen. They're gonna make things right.
Yeah. So Bray Wyatt's your next Universal Champion. They've sat on him for a year. They took their time in getting all of this ready. They had all of this, everything that you've seen made for this. They wouldn't go to that trouble and that expense unless they had big, big plans for Bray.
And the slowness of this build, it's been since the day after WrestleMania to get to this point. The slow build. And it's worked. Because, like, you talked about Kevin Thorne and Boogeyman. Those were just characters being put into a show.
Yeah.
They've developed this character. They have stretched this character to the point where it's like, he's our main eventer. We know what's going to happen. And there you go.
What they've done is they've taken the mystique level that The Undertaker has and given it to The Fiend. That's how he's being handled right now, is they're putting him on that same sort of controlled level as Taker, where you don't get a lot of him, and when you do, it's special. And that's the whole point. Like, Prozac Bray, Firefly Funhouse Bray, you can get him all the time. Like, you can see him all the time if you want. Like, that part of it is not the special part of it. But you know, if he shows up, The Fiend is not far behind him. So that's what makes this fun and makes this interesting.
So now it makes me wonder, going all the way back to the beginning of the show,
Remember
how the graphics were turned upside down? Should have been a hint.
Should have been a hint!
It really, really should have been.
We weren't paying attention.
It's like, oh, they screwed up. Thinking about it now?
Well, didn't Renee call it out?
Haven't they always been like that? Was what she said. We should have known. And here's the thing. When we should have known, and we weren't picking up on it completely, means they did things right.
Yeah, Paul Heyman's got a hold of this, and I think Paul Heyman and Bray are having some fun with it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back to talk Clash of Champions.
That's right. We'll have news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, all your favorites, and we'll be reviewing Clash of Champions, which happened this past Sunday on the WWE Network. So tune in, check it out. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
And that would be the wreck. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio live at midnight-ish Eastern, CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Season 2 starts this Saturday night. I have an idea.
God.
No, it's a good idea. So, this one's on me, folks. This Saturday night, midnight-ish, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, if there's stuff for them to talk about, they'll be live for Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. You'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Did you know it's September, which means you, yes, you in the chat room, can subscribe for $2.50 to support this network. It's that simple. Or if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. So do the thing. Also use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Or the Epic Game Store when you buy Borderlands.
Wow, that was shameless, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSDeBarity.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the wreck, and right back here for the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.